I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. A thick woven bell coils on each end into two spirals. The woven fibers reveal hints of a bright crimson color. The coil is a handcrafted feather currency roll from the Santa Cruz Islands, which is on view in the Pacific Art Gallery in the David Owsley Museum of Art. This group of islands is part of the Solomon Islands near Papua New Guinea. No more than 10 people on the islands today know how to create a feather currency roll. The work put into these money coils makes them a worthy method of payment. Up to 60,000 red feathers are plucked from scarlet honeyeater birds, then gummed onto larger pigeon feathers. The feathers are next attached to beaten bark fibers and then woven together. The roll must be carefully wound, covered with a cloth and palm leaves, and then stored near a fire to dry. Historically, these feather rolls were very valuable. They could be traded for canoes, pigs, or used as payment for labor. The most common use of feather currency rolls was to pay the bride price, a symbolic payment made by a groom to a woman's family when they were married.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Demi Fennickel for their research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.